that out before we go to Milken, because they really executed well in that play.
Well, in the second half, about as well as I've seen Alex O'Neill play. Really stepped up in the second half for it. You kind of start dumping it down inside a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, and again, I think Alex was, you know, Alex plays really hard, is really anxious to be good, and I think early he just was in a hurry. I think the second half, once he really got a good base on him, good balance, more patience, and went up strong, good things happen. And so, you know, he's coming. He's a huge part of it. I think he takes us to a whole nother level. He did tonight in the second half, and I think, you know, the hope is he will the rest of the season.
Obviously, Brady puts up 30, but one of the more impressive things about him, his ability to pass the ball. He had some really nice assists in the second half.
I think it's kind of understated. I think he's an unselfish player. You know, just like everybody on our team, he just wants to win. And I think you could see they were really face guarding him a lot tonight. I thought he was really patient and kind of taking what the defense gave him. And I thought our guys on the flip side did a great job cutting, and he found him open.
Yeah, they did. Also, your guys did a really nice setting screens for him, a lot of baseline screens tonight, and popped him open a number of times.
Yeah, you know, and I think that is something that's improved. You know, early in the year, we weren't a very good screening team. And I think it resulted, I think we talked about it. Offensively, we were kind of sputtering at times. We didn't create easy shots through our offense. It had to be a lot of one-on-one. One play, and I thought especially the second half, you know, we set a number of good screens. When you talk about screens, you got to bring up Danny Baker and Tyler Burdine. I mean, they are, you know, that's a skill that a lot of people don't see. They just see the guy who makes the layup or makes the shot. They don't always see the guy who got them open. Those guys are spectacular, and I think Jalen Beasley and Miles Curry are doing a much better job with that as well lately.
You're down two at half. What's the conversation like in the locker room there?
There was no panic, because, you know, I think if we finished plays and made free throws, we're probably up 8-10. And so, you know, it's just a matter of what do we need to do different. Number one, there was two or three times the ball was bouncing in the lane and no one dove on it. You know, that's not us. That can't be us. We had to get those loose balls because they scoop them up and score. They had six offensive rebounds and they were scoring around the basket. And so offensively, we didn't make a lot of adjustments because we felt like we were getting shots. We just needed to slow down and finish. Defensively was where some of the adjustments were made, and I thought our guys, I couldn't be more pleased with them being able to come out and execute those in the second half.
Obviously, you got to go down to Decatur in a few weeks, and it's going to be a tough game against a good team.
Oh, no question. Yeah, every game. You know, we go to Carroll Saturday, it's going to be a tough game. Then we, you know, the next game is all at Elmhurst, tough game. You know, every Wednesday, Saturday is going to be hard. And, you know, the hope is you can see Milliken's record in the conference isn't, you know, they're not at the very top. They're a quality basketball team, but that really says something about the depth of talent in our conference. That those, you know, Milliken's going to win games. They're going to win some games the rest of the way out. And if you're not prepared to play, you know, the other team probably will be.
Another guy who stepped up tonight, Zach Knobloch, someone who you've probably been waiting for to have a breakthrough game again.
Yeah.
He gets 10 three-pointers in one game early on in the year. And I suspected that he was probably guarded a little bit differently since then and hasn't really had a breakthrough night since until tonight.
Well, Zach, what you know you're going to get is 110%. He's going to get 110 miles an hour. He's going to play his tail off for you. And part of it is sometimes he tries so hard. And now I think the other piece for him in terms of getting shots tonight is knowing the offense well enough to figure out where can I get those threes. You know, before, you know, you're kind of hoping that he's open. He's done a really good job of watching film and in practice kind of pointing out here's where you can maybe get some shots. And we need him to be a threat. I mean, he is a dynamic shooter. And anytime Zach Knobloch has his feet set, we want him shooting that basketball.
Were you concerned at all about the delay initially with the rim replacement, not knowing at first how long that would be?
Well, my wife bought me some at Christmas, said, worry less, pray more. So I'm going to say no. I wasn't worried about it. I'm trying to worry less and control what I can control. You know, those things happen. Those things happen, and both teams had to have that delay. And so I thought our guys, you know, I actually thought while they're sitting in the locker room, they were getting geared up. They couldn't wait to get on the floor. And it's nice to have guys who love to play.
Well, we have a consensus of one. Brady said that the rims at the east end, the new one, is just not as soft as the one on the west end. And you know, the numbers bear that out. The two teams shot under 40% on that side for the game and over 50% on the other. So I think we need an investigation.
Yeah, well, if that is tight, we're going to do the best we can to loosen it before next game here.
I imagine so. At least for the first half.
Yeah.
That's all you need when you're shooting on that end.
You know, it is funny how shooting's psychological, isn't it?
Right.
And so I don't know if there's something to that or if it's a psychological thing, but I would rather have the soft rim the second half if it was my choice anyway.
I imagine so. Well, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you Saturday in Wisconsin.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Titans coach Ron Rose as Illinois Wesleyan gets the victory tonight, 78-62. The final. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with the final numbers on this Titan victory. This is Titan basketball on WJBC, WJBC.com.